I don't know. You know how they're always late.
True.
Another kneel down for Nate Young, who you got to give a lot of credit to coming in that situation.
Unbelievable.
Down to 20 seconds. Eske can't stop the clock. And for the first time since 2010, the Braves will leave on that yellow school bus with a victory over their rivals here in Escanaba.
Really, I mean, and the coaches I know I talk to, and, you know, with all of them, I don't think they have ever gotten a win against Escanaba, so I know all the coaches are going to be super pumped. I mean, this is just a heck of a game that Gladstone's defense put out, especially, and Nate Young able to come in here and ball out for a while to get the job done, and I mean, heck of a job tonight by Gladstone on all both sides of the ball, really.
And, you know, I don't want to not mention that last night, Marms and the guys got their first ever win over Escanaba on the JV side.
Right. I was also there for that breakdown. And, you know, I mean, Coach Ness there and Marms, I mean, it was just the energy that came from that is huge. You know, and I'm sure those coaches tonight are also going to feel that.
And there is no freshman team in Gladstone, so there'll be no third victory. But, boy, the Gladstone guys, they're running over to the cheerleaders and the student section, and they are celebrating in the Escanaba house.
And, I mean, when you come out with a 30-15 win, why not?